Blog Talk Radio.
We're made to live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Praise God. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thank you for the callers who have gotten up early with me as we celebrate this Thanksgiving Day. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Today is November the 24th, Thanksgiving 2016, and you have called in to our morning motivation where we start the day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. Every morning, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m., I host Morning Motivation. It's only 15 minutes, but it gives you a full court breakfast. So on this morning, I'm going to try to make it shorter than usual because I know it's Thanksgiving, but I do ask that you share this prayer and this teaching with your family. It will be available on our website this morning after 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the website is feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. So go to the website, click on Morning Motivation, and as your family sits down for your meeting, your lunch, your gathering, your dinner today, just play this and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Our topic for today is y'all ain't gonna kill me like you killed the turkey. Y'all ain't gonna kill me like you killed the turkey. Now, I know for some of you out there, you're already turned off because I'm not using appropriate English. But please understand, I'm highly educated. I'm an attorney and a registered nurse. But today, I meant to take it just where I took it. Y'all ain't gonna kill me like you killed the turkey. Our scripture reading for this morning will come from the book of Psalm 118 and verse 17. And then we will go to Isaiah chapter 38, verses starting with verse 1. While you're getting your word ready, let me just remind everyone that during the last 100 days of this year, we have also been working our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we're getting all the toxicity out of our lives as we count down to 2017 and establishing our most fruitful years. You can catch up and see all of the days, the tasks, and everything that we've done on the website at feelthefire.com. By now, you should have your word ready. So let's go to Psalm 118, verse 17. I'm reading from the KJV, and it reads, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Now, quickly, let's move over to Isaiah chapter 38, beginning with verse 1, again from the KJV. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Hallelujah. And said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah. That's the same prophet that God had sent in to tell Hezekiah to get his house in order that he shall die and not live. And God said, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. And behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Look at someone in your family, your household, wherever you are today, and say, y'all ain't gonna kill me like you killed the turkey, because that is our focus on this morning. Now, Mr. Turkey got up on last week. He packed his bags and he began to walk out the door. The rest of the other turkeys said, where are you going today, Turkey? Where are you going with those bags? Turkey said, I got to go. Thanksgiving is next week. And they said, man, ain't no need of you running. There's no need of you packing your bags, because everybody knows that Thanksgiving is the day that's already set aside for your death. This is just what happens on Thanksgiving, man. Get with the program. Well, Mr. Turkey looked at those other turkeys and he said, y'all, that might be your day of death, but I'm going on. So Mr. Turkey left out of the door. As he was walking throughout the yard, all of the other turkeys that were outside, the roosters and the hen, they begin to laugh. Where you going, Turkey, with that suitcase? Where you going? You know Thanksgiving is next week. Turkey turned around and he looked at all of them in the yard, sitting there complacently waiting on their day to die. And Turkey said, that might be y'all day to die, but y'all not gonna kill me. So then Turkey walked on off. He got to the bus terminal. Everybody was looking at Turkey, laughing, snapping selfies, taking pictures, recording, posting on social media. Look at this dumb turkey. He got a suitcase. Where is he going? Don't he know next week is Thanksgiving? Then even one person said, look at here. I'm going to go on and get him. This is going to be my dinner. Turkey turned around. He saw all of these people laughing at him, taking selfies, taking pictures, posting it, even the news media. Here they are out here. There's a turkey at the bus station with a suitcase. So the journalist came up to Turkey and said, where are you going, Turkey? Don't you know next week is Thanksgiving? Turkey said, yes, I know. That's why I'm getting on the bus. Y'all might kill the other turkeys, but you're not going to kill me. That is your motivation for this morning. For too long, so many of us will not pack up and leave because we've already allowed it to settle into our spirits that a certain time is our day to die. Our day to die on the job. So ain't no need of us trying to do better on the job. They just going to lay everybody off anyway. It's time for us to get divorced. There's no need of trying to put extra effort into our marriage. Why? Because we have irreconcilable differences, and this just not going to work out anyway. Oh, our kids, they can't do well in school. He just like that. He can't help it. He just, his mom and daddy weren't smart. Get that kid in there and get those grades up. Why? Because y'all just like the turkeys and the hens, the roosters, everybody who was laughing at Mr. Turkey, you just accept it. That there's nothing better for you. So you just roll up there like the other turkeys. Lay your head down on the scaffolding block and you tell the executor, kill me, because there's nothing worth prospering for. There's nothing worth trying for. There's nothing worth putting forth effort for in my life. Why? Because it's just Thanksgiving. It's just my time. Well, what I want to tell you is that turkey rolled that bus on out. And then he called a plane. The reason he didn't catch the plane initially is because Turkey realized that when you are moving away from death, you don't even let your enemies and the other people know the path that you've taken. You just pack up, you move out, you plan your strategy, and you go. So here today, we are on Thanksgiving, and all the other turkeys are on your table. The hen is on your table. The duck is on your table. All of those people who laughed at Mr. Turkey are now about to be your dinner, but not Mr. Turkey, not I. He said, y'all might have killed them, but you ain't gonna kill me. And on this day, he's celebrating in his own private vacation place. This is what I want to happen for you today. As you sit down for Thanksgiving with your family, I want you to let them hear this message. Go back to the website, feelthefire.com. I'm going to post this on our morning motivation page after 7 a.m. this morning. Just play it. It's no longer than 15 minutes. But I want you to look at your loved ones, and I want you to say, I love you. And death will not take hold of our family. even now, begin to speak it. All the lines are on mute. I can't hear any of the callers, what you're saying. This is between you and God right now, and none of the other callers can hear you. Even now, begin to speak into the atmosphere. My family, repeat after me, my family shall live and not die. Ooh, hallelujah. Say it again. My family shall live and not die. Begin to call out the names of your family members and just insert their names. Insert the names of your husband, your wife, your parents, your siblings, your children, your nieces and nephews, your aunts and uncles, your friends, whomever it is. Call their names out now and say, you shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Oh, begin to praise the Lord for that. Now I want you to begin to say, you shall have joy and not die. Woo, speak it into the atmosphere. For your family, call their names out. We shall have peace. Hallelujah. I'm speaking this for my family this morning. We shall have peace and not die. We shall have love and not die. We shall have fellowship and not die. We shall have prosperity and not die. We shall be in good health. You ought to be feeling this now, and not die. We shall be blessed going in. We shall be blessed coming out. We shall be above and not beneath. We shall lend, be able to lend, to give and not borrow. In everything we are blessed. Our wombs are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our households are blessed. Why? Because y'all not going to kill us like you killed the turkey. Hallelujah. Very quickly, I'm going to open up the line for prayer. Prayer. If anyone wants prayer, press 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you in, and I'll take your prayer request. As I see if anyone wants prayer this morning, let's begin to get into a spirit of praise. This is the family prayer that we're all praying, and I want you to play this at your Thanksgiving meal today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God wherever you are. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. God, we honor you today as we celebrate this holiday of Thanksgiving. But Father, we know in everything, in every day, in every way, in every place, we still give thanks, for this is your will. Lord, today we come declaring that we shall live and not die, that everyone at this table, or everyone in this home, everyone on this call, everyone in this family shall live and not die. This will be a time of celebration for us. Not just an external celebration, but a true internal celebration as we submit our ways to you right now. We ask forgiveness of our sins right now. We rededicate our lives to you, Lord. For everything we've done that has not been in your will, we repent right now. Everything we've said and thought, all of the gossiping and rumors, we repent right now. For every sin, every weight, every hindrance, we repent right now. For every time that we've spoken death over our own lives, spiritually, naturally, psychologically, financially, health-wise, we repent right now. And Father, just as you added 15 years to the life of Hezekiah, as we read in today's word, we received that addition, that fresh influx of life, that rejuvenation of life into our homes, our families, our bodies. We speak healing, for by your stripes we are healed. We speak the peace of God, that unconditional love of God, that joy, unspeakable joy this morning. And Father, we commit to one another that from this day forward, we will love one another. If we have issues, we'll discuss them, but no more will we kill one another naturally, spiritually, mentally, psychologically, because they might have killed the turkey, but they didn't kill us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. I invite you to call in Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The telephone number is 323-870-4180. You can also find this on the website at feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, F-I-R-E.com. And today's Morning Motivation was what? Say it with me. Y'all might have killed that turkey, but you ain't gonna kill me. Or y'all ain't gonna kill me like you killed the turkey. Whichever way you want to say it, just don't be the turkey on the table this morning. Go get your blessing. Morning Motivation. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Happy Thanksgiving.